Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our live reading show. I'm so excited. So, Aluna, are you there?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so, yes, the lines definitely have blown up in the 2 seconds that the show started. They definitely have. So, you guys, I just want to say, I want to get to everyone or try to get to everyone, so when we choose a caller, please give us your question as fast as possible. And, we're trying to get to everybody tonight, okay? We have a short amount of time, and let's get it started. Oh, if you guys want a private, personal, one-on-one, in-depth reading, no holds barred, okay, you can contact either one of us. You can contact me at Turuk Vashal. That's TurukVashal. And you can contact Aluna at Aluna Tarot, which is AlunaTarot, on Instagram. DM us, give us your questions. We're ready for you. Okay, so let's get started. And do you have anything to say, Aluna, before we get started?
No, I'm ready.
Mm-mm. Okay, so let's do color 856. 856, you're on the line.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
I was wondering if you see any big changes coming for me. I'm looking for a job.
Okay, so you want to know if there's a job coming for you. Okay. Okay, so the cards that came out for you are the Nine of Pentacles, the Knight of Wands, and the Eight of Swords. All right, so it seems like there is something coming for you. The Knight of Wands energy, this is a card about expansion. It's a card about a strong desire, you know, somebody who is very passionate, who is ready to get out there and expand their wings and cover a lot of territory. So it does show your enthusiasm, you know, and just your strength in getting out there. But it seems like there is some type of conflict within you because the Eight of Swords energy, you know, it is about a crisis. You know, it is about like an internal type of conflict. You feeling like you're under attack. Maybe you're feeling pressured, like you have to get this job right now really fast. Maybe, you know, there are some bills piling up or something, but the Eight of Swords energy is definitely some sort of conflict type of negative energy. Maybe even people approaching you and telling you, like, you need to do this or you need to do that, and it's kind of putting pressure on you to react and respond. But fear not, because the Nine of Pentacles energy, you know, it's about wealth, you know, it's about money, it's about reaping the benefits of work, basically, you know, because in the card, it's a man, he's cutting up the fruits of his labor, and there's money in there. So even though you may be feeling some kind of pressure, maybe some type of negative energy, negative influences, negative forces, maybe negative people around you who are trying to pressure you and rush you into getting into things, don't worry, because it seems like the universe is listening to you and is ready to bless you with new opportunities and new situations, okay? So that is the reading for you. Aluna, do you have anything you want to add?
I think that was perfect.
Okay, actually, so let's go to the next caller, which is 480. Okay, 480. Aluna is ready for you. What's your question,
please? Hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have
a similar question.
What do you see upcoming for me in my career?
Okay, let's look right into that for you. I have a card jumped out.
Oh, wow.
That's good news. All right, I'll stop there. And let's see what we have. Okay, so presently I'm seeing the Eight of Pentacles. That's interesting. So, Taruk, you had the Nine of Pentacles. I see the Eight of Pentacles. And the Eight of Pentacles shows the progression of a craftsmanship. So something that you've been passionate about, something that you've probably been studying for a while, maybe you went to school for. This is something very hands-on I'm seeing as well. but it seems like you've grown in experience in this particular craft, and that is what you need to apply yourself into. So whether it be graphic design or a makeup stylist or construction, it's whatever you have been most, you have the closest affinity to is where you should be looking and placing your applications or interests towards. I'm also seeing the Hermit card, and I think this card is saying to you that you kind of have to go your own way, go your own path. Perhaps this is saying, I'm really picking up on some entrepreneurial energy. Perhaps whatever you've been longing for or desiring as far as career-wise has to come from you. It has to come from within you, and it has to be illuminated by your own individual guiding light, okay? The Hermit is represented by the astrological sign Virgo, and it oftentimes represents not loneliness, but sort of traveling your own individual path. Again, this is something that you will feel most aligned with if it's at your own pace, at your own hands, you know, at your own desire, and just you basically putting in for that. And the final result is the Ace of Swords, okay? And the Ace of Swords is a symbol of valor. It's a symbol of strength. It's a symbol also of success. Okay, the element of swords deals with air, logic, intellect, how we process ideas and information. So you have to continuously tell yourself and remind yourself that you will aspire to reach where you desire, you know, where your destiny is aligned for you, because, you know, that's the only way. You have to build up that success factor within yourself to see it manifest within the third dimensional plane. I'm also picking up that perhaps there is some sort of communication, like in the element of air, perhaps you marketing or selling or advertising for yourself. It seems like a very self-driven and, you know, individualized goal is just where I'm seeing. So definitely if you are in the realm of starting your own business or just taking the route of the entrepreneur, this energy that I'm picking up from this reading is definitely backing that. So what do you pick up, Tarouk?
I definitely agree with everything you're saying. It was beautifully executed. You know, I don't have anything else
to
add.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, so thank you so much, 480, for your question. Now we're going to move along to the next caller, which is 617. Okay, 617, you're on the air.
Hello.
What's your question,
Hi.
Please?
Hi. Hi,
how are you?
In regard. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
My question is in regards to a coworker, and her name is Jackie.
Mhm. What do you want to know about the coworker?
We actually, I don't like her. And
Okay. So you want to see what type of shady things the cards have to say about her?
There you go.
Okay, let me see what the cards pull out. Ooh, wait a minute now. Lies. Oh, my God. Hold on.
Yeah.
What? Okay, the cards that came out for her are the Eight of Swords, the Six of Swords, and the Nine of Swords.
Wow.
I feel like screaming right now. Oh, my God. Okay, so the Eight of Swords, this came out earlier. This is about, like, conflict provoking. This is about somebody, and this is definitely a work type of situation. So this is clear that y'all don't like each other. It seems like Jackie seems to be coming for you, or you coming for her. Somebody's attacking the other, and you're, like, defending yourself. You know, because, like I told the previous caller, you know, it shows like somebody trying to comfort you, like intellectually, like for your mind. You know, they tell you things that you don't like. They try to hurt your feelings, and then you are on the defense, trying to attack this person back or defend yourself. You know, so it's just showing like a lot of conflict and back and forth, and just, you know, starting stuff, like provoking you. You know, like getting you pissed off, and just she seems to be coming for you. Maybe she, you know, she has like a I dealt with someone like this in my past who, you know, they just had it out for me. They just, nothing I did, you know, was ever right. They just wanted to they wanted my downfall, basically. So it seems like this is what this card is saying. But the Six of Swords energy, you know, this is about kind of binding her, constricting her, okay, and putting her to the side, putting her away, you know, paying her dust, like just ignoring her, you know. I know you work with her. I know she's a coworker of yours, and you guys have to interact with each other. You have to see each other on a daily basis. But the Six of Swords energy is kind of like remove her from your path because she may be causing some blockages for you. She may be causing some type of negative energy around you. She may be even sucking energy from you, draining you. You know, so it is showing that, you know. So it's better to just kind of put her to the side, like kind of be like, Jackie, I bind you, okay? I bind you to harm. Harm against me, you know, my job. I'm going to, you know, like ignore you because the Nine of Swords energy, this is kind of saying that it may be affecting you, you know. It may be causing you some type of mental anguish. It may not be that dramatic, but the Nine of Swords energy is definitely kind of showing that she might cause some anxiety for you, or she might make you feel insecure, or she might just not make you feel your best. And it may be even, you know, you may be taking this home with you, that you're thinking about this woman at home, you know. Jackie's popping up in your mind. You're like, damn, screw Jackie, F Jackie, you know. Jackie is kind of like the one that's kind of keeping you busy in your mind. Like, she has a lot of space in your mind probably, you know, right now. So it goes back to the Six of Swords energy. It's taking that and constricting it and binding it and setting it to the side, you know, and clearing that path, which is going to be best for you, you know. So my advice is kind of just try to ignore Jackie. But, you know, she definitely came up strong in this reading, so she is causing some type of situation here, okay? Aluna, what do you have to say about this? Because I'm just shocked that all these
a lot of shade, a lot of daggers, a lot of swords. I definitely agree with what you said. I think the Six of Swords energy, that's about moving on to taking the higher road, taking the higher ground, just not really, like Taruk said, allowing what she has to say, because that the Eight of Swords energy, it seems like what she's telling you or what she has said about you, whether to your face or behind your back, it's made you sort of feel constricted. Like it's brought up some insecurities within yourself. And with the Nine of Wands, the Nine of Swords, the Nine of Swords, it's like you are taking that home, because in the depiction of the Nine of Swords, it's someone who's awakening from a nightmare, night terrors, and dealing with night anxiety. So when you're alone and you're in the process of your own thoughts, it's Jackie. Definitely like Taru said, Jackie's just taking up too much space in your mind. So the best thing to do would be to get into some of your own cleansing work, you know, revitalize your own spirit, get back into that confidence, and, you know, take the high road, definitely, especially if it's like, because it seems like she's trying to, with also the Six of Swords, it's like somebody wants somebody out, because that's a transitional card. Like, she either wants you to go or you want her to go, and it's getting to a boiling point. So be very careful with that energy, is what I see.
I agree completely. I feel like Jackie is kind of like poking you, you know, like she's just kind of like trying to get a reaction from you, and you just have to put her to the dust, like ignore her completely. But thank you so much for your call. Let's go to the next caller for Aluna, 404. We've had a few 404s, so hopefully this person knows. I don't want to get, you know, 404, you are on the line. 404?
Hi, was calling to ask about my love life. My name is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. Okay, I'll go ahead and look into that for you. Oh, wow. Okay, seems like the cards are definitely giving us what we want to see this evening. Okay, so presently what I'm seeing for you is the Seven of Pentacles, okay? And this talks about waiting, patience, having diligence, and not falling too fast. So I think when it comes to your dating life and just you meeting new people, you have to have like a sort of boundary within yourself when you're dating and you're sort of engaging with guys or whoever you're basically interested in, because, you know, it does take time. Relationships take time. And I know we can be sort of influenced by what we see on TV or what we see on the feeds of Instagram, couple goals and all that cute stuff. But literally, that's just a moment in time where it looks good. The reality is that it takes work. It takes tending to a garden. Pentacles represent, you know, the material world. It represents resources. It also represents the home and family life. And then the depiction of the Seven of Pentacles, we see someone, you know, they're kind of sitting there looking up at the tree that they planted, and the tree is almost at the right time of bearing that fruit. So it seems like, you know, it's not quite there yet, but it is definitely approaching. The season of that is definitely approaching. What also came up for you was the Two of Cups. Okay, so this is a love card, okay? The Two of Cups. Cups deals with our relationships, emotions, our feelings, how we connect with other people. This is definitely a romantic energy. So you've definitely been putting yourself out there in the dating pool. I'm feeling like perhaps you've been going on a lot of dates and meeting different guys or people. That's definitely good. And don't limit yourself. Obviously, when you meet someone, they're cool, you guys are vibing, again, it's going to take its time, and you shouldn't hang up your coat just because he seems like, on first glance, he has all the qualifications. Continue to explore your options. Honey, ain't nobody holding you down right now, so have fun with it. Definitely, this is a fun card, and a card that is not as extreme as the Lover's card, which is a major arcana in the tarot. This is like the minor, so this is like the day-to-day activity. So enjoy your dating life, and also enjoy the liberty that you have with kind of being free and single and having those options available to you. And the last card that I'm seeing is the Ten of Pentacles. So I think this card is kind of reflecting what you ultimately want at the end of the tunnel. You want that family harmony. You want someone to settle down with. You're looking for something definitely long-term. And this is playing into the feel of your universe. So what you put out there is definitely what you're going to get back. And when you continue to thrive on that energy of saying to yourself, okay, this is what I deserve. I deserve to be settled down, married, have that family life, have children, whatever you desire, that is what you're going to get. So even if it seems like kind of rough out there right now, even if the guys are being silly and acting funny and playing games like they do, don't give up. Definitely don't give up. I feel like this is a very positive reading for you, honey. And, I really hope it resonates. What do you think, Tarouk? How are you feeling about this?
I agree. You know, the cards came out perfect. You know, she is looking for monogamy, okay? It's cuffing season. You know, winter is coming. You know what I'm saying? So it seems like she does want a relationship. And like you said, you know, it's not about settling. You want to, you know, be courted, go on dates, like the Two of Chalices, you know, meet this person. And you know, you fill each other's cups. You guys have a mutual enjoyment of each other, leading to the Ten of Pentacles, which is marriage and family and coming together in one household. So definitely, you know, don't settle for these F-boys, okay? Don't settle for the F-boys. You know, I want to get to R-rated, but yeah, don't settle for the F-boys, you know what I'm saying? Just have fun, but at the same time, know what you want. And if that guy is not willing to you know, give you what it is, then let him go, you know? No settling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, none of it, okay? So thank you so much, 404. Now let's go to the next caller, which is 678. So a lot of similar area codes here. I have like 2 6-4-6s. And I think the first caller was a 6462, so I'm not sure. Okay. 678.
Oh, hi. How
678.
Are you?
Hi, how
hi.
Are you?
Yes.
Hi. Yes. What's your question?
Yes. Excuse me. I apologize. My question is, I'm waiting on a response from the insurance company to pay a demand from my attorney. Do you see success around that?
Okay, let me shuffle the cards. Okay. Oh, wow. Well, the cards that came out for you are the King of Swords, the Lovers card and the Emperor. So all in all, it seems like it does look positive. You know, the King of Swords, this is a card about a stern type of energy. The King of Swords, this is a card about somebody who's no nonsense. You know, they know the law, okay? They know the law. They know what it is. They know what it isn't. This is a person who is a protector, you know. They are somebody who is in charge. They are commanding, you know, and they're standing secure. You know, you cannot shake this person. You cannot move this person, okay? Facts are facts. This is about logic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is with this. Now, the Lovers card, this is a card that to me is kind of saying that, you know, this will be in your favor. You will be successful. You know, and I feel like you probably have a male working for you that's on your behalf that is handling a lot of this for you with this King of Swords energy. I'm definitely picking up on some type of male energy. You know, in the Lovers card, it seems like you this person, you know, they come to you, they tell you all the information, they are very forward with you, and you guys seem to have a good connection. The Lovers card is not always about romantic love. This is a card about a partnership a lot of times, about you and a person working together. Now, the last card is the Emperor card. Okay, so once again, this is kind of like similar to the King of Swords, but the Emperor is more grandiose, you know. The Emperor is about somebody who has authority, somebody who is in charge, somebody who commands, somebody who has wisdom, and they have strength. So I feel like this is this person who is working behind the scenes for you, who is going to come with some good news. I definitely see good news here. You know, none of these cards are negative. They are powerful, commanding, male, dominant energy cards, and with the Lovers card in the middle, it's kind of sealing the deal for you, that you do have strong, powerful energies, and I feel like this person working for you on your behalf, who is going to come with some good news for you. Now, Aluna, what do you see with this?
Well, absolutely. I agree with everything that you said. I love how you tied in that the Lovers card is not always romantic. I feel like this person really has your best interest. I'm also picking up on male energy just because the Emperor and the King of Swords, definitely someone who, or just even someone who, like, they're not going to cut any corners, okay? So whoever that you've hired to handle this case or situation for you, they're probably, like, the best in the field because they are not really playing any games. They're going to be very straightforward with you. They're going to bring all the information and the facts, as well as reign supreme, because the Emperor is about conquering, you know?
Yes.
He's definitely, like, you just don't top that.
He's going to
seal the deal and make sure everything goes smoothly in your favor. So there's no resistance cards for you
there
here.
There aren't any.
So I think, it's definitely going to work out in your favor.
Definitely, definitely. So thank you so much for your call. We only have 6 minutes left. So, Aluna, do you want to take one more caller or
I could. I'm going to be sweet tonight.
Okay, well, let's take one more. So we're going to take – we have 2646 numbers, actually, so I'm going to choose which one. So 64 – I know it's 2646, so 646.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Hey, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I want to see if I want to see if I made a good decision here. I plan on going to grad school next year in 2017, but I will have to put the application this year. And I have been invited to sit on a business graduate class. So originally I set the date for October 25th, but I switched it today to November 1st. So that way when I do sit in on the class, I'll be sending my graduate packet in by November 7th so they can still have me in mind. And I want to see if that was a good idea.
Okay, so the cards that I pulled out while you were speaking and I was picking up on this energy, you have two reversals and then you have one card that's upright, okay? So let's get into this. The Eight of Swords, reverse, is what came up for you, which is interesting. That card has been coming up, came up like three times already tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
But reverse, I think this is a good energy because you did something outside of your element. You went against the grain. You weren't holding back. I think this was a bit of an erratic decision, this is kind of saying, because you just kind of leaped forward with this. Like you, the logic was gone from around this. I mean, yes, you explained it to me and how you came about making this decision, but it was kind of like pretty fast, I think. So the card that comes up next to this card, again, going back to this card, it could be either way, because sometimes making a rash decision could work out in your favor and sometimes it couldn't. Now, the Three of Chalices energy is what came up next. So I think this card is saying to you, this card is about communication, communion, bonding with other people, having a bonding experience. Perhaps you should take on listening to other, you know, other people's reflection of the course, what they have done to apply, you know, different aspects and insight on what people have done basically going through this whole process. You said it's your, you know, you're going into grad school. I'm assuming this is the first time for you. So it would be best if you gathered as much information about it before just jumping straight into it. And the last card that I'm picking up is the King of Wands. But this card came up reverse. Now, upright, this card speaks about honoring tradition, you know, doing things at a steady pace, also having confidence in your decision. So being in reverse, again, I'm kind of picking up on this energy that maybe it wasn't the smartest decision, just because it seems like there's some sort of, there's something within yourself or maybe something in your life that you needed to work through before automatically just going to grad school. It seems like this was a very impulsive decision, and I'm not picking up on whether it's good or bad. I'm just kind of picking up on the energy of that. It was very impulsive. They're definitely very impulsive. What are you picking up, Taru?
Well, with the King of Wands energy reversed, for some reason I had like a vision of her teacher, and I think he might have like an attitude. He might kind of like, you know, when she starts class, he might kind of give her a hard time, you know, because the King of Wands energy upright is someone who, you know, you can come to. He's like the least, the King of Chalices really, but he's the second least type of intimidating male, you know, from the kings. So reverse, I kind of feel like this guy might be a dick to you when you go to class. So overall, you know, it's the decision you had to make. But I feel like that teacher, he might have a little attitude with you. He might give you a hard time. But thank you so much for your call, you guys. We have 2 minutes left.
This was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun, you guys. Once again, if you want private, one-on-one, in-depth, no-holds-barred reading with us, you can contact me at Taruka Vashaw. That's TurukVashaw. VASHAL.
I'm voting right now.
Yeah. And you can contact Aluna Tarot at Alunatarot. Okay? Do I have to spell it one more time? I don't have to spell it one more time, right?
No. I think they got it.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys got it. Is there anything else you want to say, Aluna, before we...
No, thank you for everyone that called in. We hope that we were able to convey some relevance to your life with the cards. And, yeah, it was pretty fun for us.
Yeah, so we might do this some more. We might do it more. You know, we did get a lot. We did a lot of callers tonight, you know, for 30 minutes.
I know, we did.
We did a lot. So we might do this again, you guys. So we didn't get to you this time. You know, we might do this more often. We'll
also
see.
Also, follow us on our personal accounts, which is at Aluna Tarot or Taruka Vashaw, to keep up with us on when we'll be doing this again. So,
yes. All right, so thank you guys so much, and we will see you on the next one. Good night, everyone.
Bye.